They were told that there were classified documents there. Trump admitted, yep, we got some classified documents here, and so you guys can have them. But then they said after that, there was obstruction, that there was obstructive conduct, that even though it was admitted there was documents there and stuff, they did not, they were not handing them over. Now, Trump, of course, came out in True Social Network and just blasted them, as basically saying they're liars. But that's why they're saying, that's what they're saying, that's what the Justice Department is saying, is that yes, they, it seemed like things were working out, they were talking, they were communicating and saying we need these documents and things, but then when it came down to it, there was obstruction. Then we have all right, so let's go over to Charlie Crist resigning from Congress. So he's resigning from Congress today. He put this out today. I'm announcing my resignation from Congress. Casework operations will continue under the office of Florida's 13th Congressional District until newly elected members take office in 2023. This is going to, I'm going to go ahead and predict it now. I think it's going to backfire on him. One of the things that was critical of him from like Nikki Freed and others during his primary for governor was that he was an absentee voter. Like, meaning in Congress, he often voted via proxy or just missed a lot of votes. And so I think him resigning and basically saying, my office will continue with operations till the end of the year, I'm not sure that's going to necessarily look so good on him. That being said, maybe it won't matter, because his whole focus now is to win the governor's race. And so now he's going to go 100% in campaigning and doesn't have to split his time, like go back to D.C. to be there for a key vote. So he pointed to successes, passing legislation to support veterans, expanding solar energy in Sunshine State, securing millions of dollars in direct funding for community projects, and returning $6 million in earned benefits to the people of Pinellas. So what happens now is one of the things I think a lot of people are wondering. Okay, what happens now? Well, the thing is, you know, he already was all in pretty much for governor already anyway. So he wasn't running for re-election in Congress. So the primaries just ended, and the candidates are Republican Anna Paulina Luna is going to face Democrat Eric Lynn. And of course, Eric Lynn is actually the one that Charlie Crist endorsed in the primary for his congressional seat anyway. He ended up winning the primary race, so he's going to be facing Republican Anna Paulina Luna. So that's already what's going to happen, and we'll have to see, like, you know, the election will be in November. And basically what Charlie Crist said is the office staff will continue to provide casework and constituent services until the new representative, whoever it is sworn into office in January. So either Anna Paulina Luna or Eric Lynn. Basically until one of them is going to win the election in November, but then you still have to wait until they get sworn in before they'll take over. So in the meantime, from now until January, his office staff will provide quick casework and constituent services. So I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the people of Pinellas County, they basically don't have a representative until the end of the year. It's essentially what goes down on that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There is, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some spotty traffic right now on Blue Angel. This is going to be where Blue Angel meets Mobile Highway, and you'll just be waiting at that light for just a little bit. We do have an accident, no delays, but it's on East Olive Road right near 9th Avenue. So again, not seeing any major slowdowns, but that's going to be in the eastbound lane. If you do see something else slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-1. 111. In this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A 17-year-old W.S. Neal high school student was arrested for threatening social media photo. This is, you know, these are one of the things that you get in with these. They can't take any chances now. I've mentioned before, I know a kid who did it as a joke, took a picture of it was actually a fake gun, but it was like, don't go to school tomorrow. He just thought it would be funny. All of his friends were like, delete that now. He did, but it's too late. Somebody screenshotted it, turned it in. I remember talking to the police officers about it, and they were like, you can't take a chance on this stuff anymore because you just never know. And like, these kids need to realize it's got to be you can't joke about that kind of stuff. So, so apparently that's what happened here. A threatening photo of a student with what appeared to be a firearm was posted on social media this morning in an off-campus location. Complete investigation was conducted. No firearm was discovered on either campus. But they're, once again, the school district saying, we take all threats seriously. Students say, so I don't know if they just took a picture of the gun or they did something threatening. Because I've also heard of that happening in Ohio. Some students, it was actually Boy Scouts, went and had like a lesson or whatever with somebody. And he was actually a SWAT member. And so he was doing a presentation to talk about what his job is. Well, part of his job is that he was showing him his bulletproof vest, and he was showing him his gear, and he showed him his gun. And he let the kids, like, hold his whatever his rifle was. And one of them took a picture, like, hey, take a picture of me. And he didn't post it on social media or nothing. But all of his other friends were like, you shouldn't have that picture. And he's like, why? And they're like, well, if you do have the picture, you can't post it to social media because people think that you're threatening the school. He's like, I'm just holding my, you know, this guy, this SWAT officer has let me hold his gun. I think it's cool. I want a picture of me holding this gun. And all of his friends were like, no way, you'll get in trouble at school. So I don't know if it's just something like that or if it was literally somebody who was like threatening. But like, that's how sensitive it is now. You can't even take a picture. If you're in high school, middle school, you can't even take a picture of you holding a firearm. Otherwise, somebody might turn you in for threatening the school just because you're holding the firearm. So I don't know if it's something like extreme like that or if it was an actual threat to the school. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, 11 to 1. After Pep Talk with Jenna Barr on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, hello. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again.
It's
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. October 27th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashion is provided by Blue Teak, Gulf Coast Cabby Stylist, Dillard's, The Market, and mainly shoes, the South Outfitters. Night begins at 5:30 with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction followed by a live auction. And, of course, the fashion show. Sponsorships are now available. And for more details or tickets, go to our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, there's going to be fewer e-scooters if you head downtown tomorrow, Bobby. That's because those Bird stand-up scooters... They're going to be gone. The city's extended the e-scooter program, but they switched to only allowing the sit-down VO type of scooters.
It just came down to our analysis that there were fewer problems, there was more ridership, and it was just overall seen as more comfortable from both users and the people around them. The sit-down scooter looks a lot more like a bike, and so I think it's everybody sort of identifies with it a little bit more.
And Mayor Grover Robinson says they just had more issues with the stand-up versions of the scooters. There's some reported incidents over the last year of large groups of riders flying around downtown and that type of thing. Germany now striking a compensation deal with relatives of Israeli athletes that were killed in the 1972 Olympics. Members of a Palestinian militant group took hostage and killed 11 people during the event in 1972. The nation has agreed to a 28 million euro deal. Mm. A new report says the Department of Justice is probably going to wait until after the midterm elections if they decide to announce any charges against former President Trump.
Bloomberg noted this includes anything surfacing from the FBI searching his Mar-a-Lago residence on the probe into his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The unsealed warrant revealed prosecutors were searching his home for evidence of improper handling of government materials or any Espionage Act violations. Prosecutors are traditionally blocked from making major moves in an investigation 60 days before an election, which is September 10th of this year, to stop any influence around a candidate or party. While Trump isn't on any ballot this year, he has endorsed candidates that are. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Bobby, stores in New York State, all across the state, they're waiting on the okay from their governor to start selling whipped cream again to people under 21. apparently, it's some type of a law that was supposed to ban retailers from selling a device known as a Whippet to minors. I guess it's something that they've been getting high on. I don't really know much about these things, but...
Yeah, I know they used to do whippets way back in the day with that, with these kinds of things, but I didn't know that was, like, still a thing, for one. And two, like, now they're going to go ahead and just ban, like, you couldn't buy whipped cream, like, in the can unless you were over age 21, right?
21, yeah.
Yeah, they're treating it like it was drug or alcohol. It's like, that's very strange, so...
I guess it must be the gas that lets it.
Yeah, so they do something with the gas. I don't know. I was never into that kind of thing. But I actually have a friend who's almost 60, and he still does whippets. And I was like, what? Like, that's like, okay. But that's, so I guess to each their own. So that's, they were trying to. Make sure you're over 21 if you're going to be doing that. I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, somewhere in New York right now, there's a 20-year-old who just has a piece of pumpkin pie, and his only desire is just to get that whipped cream on there. Yeah,
you can't do it without getting an adult over the age of 21 to go get you that whipped cream. My problem is not the gas inside the whipped cream. My problem is just eating the whipped cream. I eat too much of that stuff.
Right? Whole can later, and there you are just having regrets.
Exactly. Regrets of eating, put it on my cookies. Put it on the pie. Put it on my ice cream. I just go through a can like in a couple minutes. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We're also checking in clear on 9th Avenue, north and southbound lanes. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So, you know, President Biden announced the student loan forgiveness program that's coming. I have an update about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Because we don't really. Nitrous oxide gas is the propellant in many of the Cool Whip cans or the whipped cream cans. Okay, so it's also known as laughing gas. It is? I don't know. See, I don't know. I'm not el familiar with the whippets industry. So I'm just way out of my realm on that. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You know, President Biden announced the student loan relief program. Here's the thing you got to remember. It's coming. It's not here yet. Why do I say that? Because apparently there's a lot of student loan forgiveness scams already popping up where people are calling you going, hey, so we have the President Biden student loan forgiveness plan. We're ready to help you out, blah, blah, blah. And they're just trying to get your information in order to scam you. So that is not out yet. And it's going to be simple as this. When it is ready, if it gets through all legal challenges and stuff, when it is ready, there will be a website from the government that you go to put your information in to apply for the student loan forgiveness. It's not going to be somebody calling you out of the blue going, hey, so I'm from the Biden administration, and I'm here to help forgive you your loans. All I need is your Social Security number, your bank account, and send me $300, and I can forgive you all. No, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be a website you go to, you fill out your information, and apply for the student loan forgiveness that way. So it's just, like, shocking, man. As soon as you get something... The president announces, we're going to have a student loan relief program. And immediately the scammers are like, yes, when are you launching that? They're like, December. And he's like, ha ha, I got 5 months or 4 months to try to scam people before it's actually legit. I'm like, wow, that's so messed up. But that's exactly what's going on. You know, yesterday we were talking about how Jackson, Mississippi has a water crisis. No potable water, no drinkable water in the city. And they don't know when it'll be restored. Well, Century's water well supplying the prison there in Century, that has suffered a catastrophic failure. According to Mayor Ben Boutwell, they're switching to a backup plan that has water flowing to the facility because it was a catastrophic failure of the water well that normally supplies the prison. So they says there's water going to the prison right now because they have a backup system, but yeah, right here closer to home, we got our own little issue. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Fox News Update, followed by your sports hit. Stick around on News Radio 92.3.
I lost my head in San Francisco, waiting for the fog to roll out, but I found
now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Before I get to our sports hit, I do want to bring this story up, kind of just breaking just a little bit ago, down in Fort Myers, Florida. The Sheila O'Leary, 38 years old. She's the lady who I haven't even covered it here on the show, but she's the vegan mom. Have you seen this story? She's the strictly vegan diet. Now, what do I always say about vegans, right?
They're weird.
They're weird. I'm plant-based. I am not vegan. Don't lump me into those freaks. I'm just kidding. If you're a vegan, you're not a freak. Yes, you are. I'm sorry, you are. I'm plant-based. I do it because it's healthy and healthy for our bodies. Like one of the big things that kind of convinced me to go plant-based was when I realized that a lot of people have heart attacks. When they're like, oh, man, you had a heart attack. You got all this blockage, blah, blah, blah. We need to put you on a special diet that's better for your heart. And what do they do? Plant-based. It's like, oh, how about I just go on plant-based before I have the heart attack? Especially because I'm half Italian. So my doctors told me when I was in my 20s, you're high risk for heart disease. I'm like, what? Just because of my blood? And they're like, yes, because of your blood. I was like, oh, okay. So plant-based for health reasons. Vegan, it's like a religion to them. That's what this lady is. Vegan Florida woman convicted of murder for malnourishing her son. Her 18-month-old boy only weighed 17 pounds, was the size of a 7-month-old baby when he died in September 2019. She was just convicted for life in prison for that. Her husband is still in jail awaiting similar charges. They had two other children who were extremely malnourished, 3 and 5 years old as well. And this is just a sad, sad story. Apparently, they did feed the child breast milk, but other than that, just raw fruits and vegetables. That's all they would eat. To a baby. To a baby. It's just stunning. And at one point, when you realize your baby is malnourished, wouldn't you break away from your religion, your food religion, and actually feed them something that they need in order to be healthy? I just don't, like, wow. But no, it's their food religion. And so that's one of these things, right? So she was convicted on 6 charges, first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, a lot of these other ones. And now the word just came out just a bit ago. She got life in prison for the starvation death of her son. So it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top 3 stories. Charlie Crist has resigned from Congress. We talked about that earlier. This hour, he's trying to focus strictly on his gubernatorial race. The Justice Department alleges that there was obstructive conduct at Mar-a-Lago after the request for classified documents, and the FDA has authorized Pfizer and Moderna's updated COVID-19 booster shots. These are the ones that have been updated that deal more with the variants of COVID. So those have been approved from both Pfizer and Moderna. It is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, the water well that serves the Century Correctional Institution has apparently failed. We've heard a lot about water issues here in Jackson, Mississippi. Well, we almost had an issue here locally. The water well that serves the Century Correctional Institution failed recently, and town leaders calling that catastrophic. But luckily, they were able to switch to a backup water system from their central waterworks facility. But that was only installed just a couple of years ago They had another similar failure that wasn't as bad as this. Prior to May of 2020, that water well was the only source of water going into the prison. As for the current failure, the city says a well shaft shattered into a dozen pieces or more, fell to the bottom of the well. They're looking at repair costs of close to $500,000 for a new well. Sheesh. Or they might be able to do a temporary well for only like $60,000, but no telling how long that would last.
Yeah, good point. All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Earlier, I talked to Christina Leavenworth and got a local real estate update from Christina Leavenworth.